A $1 million bond has been set for the man who killed one Phoenix priest and severely beat another. Authorities say 54-year-old Gary Michael Moran tried to burglarize the Mother of Mercy Church rectory last Wednesday. In the process, authorities say he beat Father Joseph Terra, wrestled the priest's handgun away, and used it to murder Father Kenneth Walker. Is it common for priests to own guns? KJZZ's Nadine Arroyo-Rodriguez looked into this and has this report.
In a non-recorded interview, the Diocese of Phoenix spokesperson says the diocese has no policies on priests owning handguns. Communications Director Robert DeFrancesco says the diocese believes Catholic clergy are no different than U.S. citizens who have a constitutional right to carry handguns. The Archdiocese of Chicago has dealt with the issue of handguns on church property. Father Michael Flager is the senior pastor of a church in one of Chicago's toughest communities.
Certainly don't think a priest or a pastor should be in ownership of a gun. I just think it sends a tremendously wrong message. If we're supposed to be people who preach a gospel of peace and of love and of trusting God, is the gun then a just in case God isn't God?
In Atlanta, Archbishop Wilton Gregory banned guns from church institutions, even though Georgia made it legal to carry weapons on church properties. Here in Phoenix, DeFrancesco says the diocese is still coping with Father Kenneth Walker's death, and diocesan leaders have not discussed the topic of weapons on church grounds. Nadine Arroyo-Rodriguez, KJZZ News.